it not come from? This is something very important. If this contemplation, we can do it well, every time, then we can find it. And this addiction actually comes from, I don't understand where things come from. Through this understanding, then I could be in a better position how to get rid of this addiction. And the happy feeling, the biggest joy that I have, where it comes from. So then I know where to plant this seed. Then I would not run after this, the external cause, and I will plant the seeds so that I will always have this feeling. For example, we would like to drink this drink again. For example, before teaching, I have this nervous feeling. So I would like to drink something sweet. So I like to drink this almond milk. It's a bit of sweet. I really like to drink this. So I always think that this sweetness will give me a sense of calmness. So actually, is it that this sweetness will give me this calmness? No, not actually. Sometimes it gives me. So actually, where does this calmness come from? If it doesn't come from this almond milk drink, it actually comes from the seeds in my mind. So actually, how can I plant this seeds in my mind to have this feeling? So actually, it is because I have helped others before to have a speech on the stage, before I teach, how I give suggestions. So how can I give this person to have a calmer mind? So before I start my teaching, so that I will have this calmness. This is analyzing it. This feeling of calmness, where does it come from? So does it come from the sweetness of this almond milk, or it comes from the seeds of my mind? So if it comes from the seeds of my mind, how can I have these seeds? How can I plant these seeds? If for everything, happens in our life, for every unhappy things happen in our life, we try and analyze it, then we'll be clearer. So this meditation today, for example, just now what I talk about is food, a drink, to chase after this feeling. But for this emotion, actually, it's the same. We can do the same. For example, we want the attention from others. Maybe we will. For example, we'll wear something nice for our clothes and be kind, be nice to others, to give others present. We try to be nice to others. And we want to buy gifts to others. We want to get the attention. But it doesn't mean that every time when I do that, I'll get the attention. So the way to be nice to others, we want to get the attention. If the person doesn't give you the attention, then you get angry. So is it that this way, if you do that, then you get the attention? No, actually not. So then we start to analyze, where does this attention come from? The attention actually doesn't come from the way we dress nicely, be nice to others, to give gifts. Actually, it comes from the seeds in my mind. So how could I get this attention? So actually, in my workplace, when someone has done something good, I have to praise someone. And when I give this this kind of praise, then only then I get this attention. So we have to look at the addiction, and I trace the thoughts. Is it that is because of how actually I plant the seeds to get this feeling? So for everything that we would like to have, we have to do this way. And actually, the biggest joy that I have, where it comes from and where it doesn't come from, will be very clear if you do so. Okay, now let's get into our contemplation and to experience it. When you experience it, then you will be clearer. Where does it come from? The joy that we want to have. Bless it.